the name of the God of the entire mankind, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. One of the very popular misunderstandings about the teachings of Islam, a misunderstanding which has been promoted both by the Muslims and the non-Muslims, is that in Islam there is this capital punishment for the crime of blasphemy. If somebody mentions something which is disrespectful towards the Prophet or the religion of Islam, then such person, whether he or she be a Muslim or a non-Muslim, is liable to be killed. One of the reasons why it is so claimed is that it is mentioned that there were few individuals during the life of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, who committed the act of blasphemy, and thereafter they were killed because of having done that. It's important that if there is an important claim made about Islam, it has to be checked in the light of the Quran, the Book of God, which is mentioned by the Almighty Himself to be the source, which is Al-Furqan, that differentiates between right and wrong, which is the source which gives its verdict about all important matters on which people dispute, all important religious matters on which there is a dispute amongst people. Now, when we look at the Quran, we find that there are at least four different passages where there is this mention of act of blasphemy committed by certain people. And in none of these four occasions, there is any hint of a mention that such people should be killed. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran, in verse 104, it is mentioned that some hypocrites, when they used to come to the gatherings of the Prophet, they would make a mention in the expression of Ra'ina, which was an expression used during gatherings to achieve the purpose which in English, for instance, we would achieve by saying, may I beg your pardon, or could you kindly repeat? But they would use the word Ra'ina, express it in a manner that it would sound as if its meaning, O our shepherd. And this was done mischievously in order for them to somehow tease the Prophet in a cunning, cheap manner, and to achieve their own very base desires of making fun of him. The Almighty knew what was happening, and He informed the believers that there were people who were doing it for that purpose, and yet He only asked the believers to just do away with this expression and instead use unzurna, which meant something very similar, so that the whole problem was ignored by the Almighty, and He asked believers to ignore it and to work positively towards the understanding and the spread of the message of Islam instead of going after the people who were causing this mischief to happen. Likewise, we are informed in two chapters of the Quran, chapter 5, verses 57 and 58, and chapter 6, Al-An'am, verses 68 and 69, that there were some people, hypocrites and non-Muslims, who used to make fun of the teachings of Islam. For example, when the Muslims would call each other towards prayers through azan, these people would make fun of such rituals. The Almighty required the believers not to be a part of such people when they are making fun of the religion of Islam. And after their fun-making exercise is over, the Almighty allows believers to rejoin them if they so desire. So that the idea is that whenever the teachings of Islam are being ridiculed, Muslims, good Muslims, are expected not to be a part of the company of the people who are doing so. But after this exercise is over, if they want to rejoin them, they can rejoin them, because after all, the Almighty wants that the Muslims should be a part of their community, so that they can show through their conduct how open-minded and how accommodating they are. And they, despite the wrongdoings of peoples of other community, they would like to forgive and would like them to know more about the true message of God. Likewise, we find in the 63rd chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Munafiqun, that there were a group of hypocrites who were led by their chief by the name of Abdullah ibn Ubay, who delivered a speech while in one of the journeys, expeditions that took the Muslims outside Medina. And he urged his companions to expel all believers whom he termed as people without respect. And this speech has actually been quoted in the Quran. And the Quran doesn't mention anything to the Muslims to take action against those hypocrites. Instead, it mentions that such people are ignorant and they have no knowledge. It is well known that Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of the hypocrites, despite all his mischievous activities against Muslims and the Prophet of Islam, died a natural death. So that what we gather from all these mentions in the Quran is that as far as the teachings of the Quran are concerned, they require the Muslims to not make friends those people who are making fun of Islam. They're not expected to be a part of the gathering where the fun-making activity against Islam is taking place. But as far as people who are undertaking blasphemy are concerned, they have not been required to be punished. Of course, the mention of killing them is not mentioned at all. Why then do we learn that there were people who were killed because of blasphemy? Well, the killing of some people at the culmination of the prophetic career of the Messenger of God, may Allah's mercy be on him, was not because of blasphemy, but it was because of the law of the Almighty, which he has mentioned all along in the Quran very clearly, that all messengers of God, when they come to this world and they deliver the message of God clearly, and the message then gets rejected by the people who know that it's from God, the punishment for this crime for such people is nothing but death. This punishment could actually come and get inflicted either through natural calamities, or it could also be implemented by God through the companions of the messenger. So that in the case of those people who were apparently killed for blaspheming against the Prophet, it was not a punishment that was inflicted on them because of the act of blasphemy alone. It was a punishment that was inflicted on them because they rejected the message of the messenger and they went against it and they became its enemies. And it has all along been the policy and the rule of the Almighty that all rejectors of his message that has come through to the people, through the messengers, are going to be punished through the punishment of death. In other words, the punishment of those people was not for blasphemy. It was not meant for all times to come. It was era specific. It was implemented on the people who rejected the messenger of God despite receiving the message from him directly. Therefore, as far as blasphemy is concerned, Islam mentions no punishment for it. And that is what the general principle about the teachings of Islam is. May the Almighty enable us to understand the message of Islam properly and to follow it to the best of our abilities.